You're listening to SBS News.
The sound of celebration. Algeria's president, Abdeliz Bouteflika, has been in the top job for 2 decades. But after suffering a stroke 6 years ago, the 82-year-old made few public appearances. The long-time president's resignation takes effect immediately. He says he hopes it will calm the souls and minds of citizens and take Algeria to a better future. The announcement was welcomed with jubilant celebrations in Algiers, the capital, with hundreds singing and dancing in the streets as they heard the news. One protester says it will be a challenge, but today is a happy day.
I went out to celebrate the resignation of Bouteflika. We have removed the biggest pin. God willing, we will have a 100% democratic transition. This is very important. We need to remove the whole previous regime, and this is the hardest thing.
The protests began after the president announced he would seek a fifth term in office, despite his ailing health. Last month, another announcement came, this time saying the president would not stay on for another term, but that he would delay the presidential vote and only step down when the new constitution was in effect. That set off even more public anger. After the army's chief of staff joined calls for the leader to resign, the embattled president said he would quit in April. Now it's a question of what happens next, and many are sceptical, as this protester explains.
What would be really curious would be to know how the new ministers have been appointed. How? Because we know that the president is very sick and cannot work. This has even been confirmed by the army chief. And then suddenly a new government is appointed, and the army chief remains in power too. So to me, the question is, do the people who are in power think that Algerians are stupid, or does stupidity come from them and they don't know how to end this and how to cope with it?
The protesters did not only want the president to step down, they also want an overhaul of Algerian politics in general. The country has been ruled by the same party, the FLN, since 1962, and the protesters believe it's time for a change. A caretaker president will step into the role until elections.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.